Today's shiur is in Masechta Makos on Daf Tes. We will begin on the third line of the Yomid, in the middle of the line at the two dots, where the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah according to the correct girsa of the Bach, Chutz Miger Taishev. I would like to dedicate this shiur to the memory of my dear brother, Harav David Bereb Moshe Grossman Zecher Tzadik Livracha, whose yortzeit is on Lamed Sivan, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, which this year, Tavshin Ayin, comes out on Shabbos. I believe we can apply to him the words that Rav Schwab Zitzel used to explain David's eulogy on Avner, where he said, Haloi Teidu, ki sar v'godol nafal hayom b'Yisrael. And Rav Schwab wondered why the Lashon Osid Teidu, it should be, Haloi Yedatem, you know that a Sar V'Gadol fell today in Yisrael. And his response was that David was saying on Avner, Haloi Teidu, in the future you will come to know with every passing day, with every passing year, you will come to know that a great prince and a great man has fallen in Yisrael. And so too, in the case of my brother, Olav HaShalom, with every passing yortzeit, you will know, and we do know, that a prince and a great person has fallen in Klal Yisrael. Yehi Zichroi Baruch. Begins the Gemara to explain the words of the Mishnah, Chutz Miger Toshav. As a short hakdama, let us mention the words of the Ritva, who tells us that Chazal speak about Goyim in three different ways. Some are called Akum, some are called Ben Noach, and some are called Ger Toshav. An Akum, Oivet Kechav Mazolus, is one who does not keep the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. He has no connection with civilization. He murders, he steals. That's an Akum. A Ben Noach is one who is part of civilization. He keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. However, he has not made a commitment in front of Beis Din to keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. A Ger Toshav is a Goy who keeps the Sheva Mitzvahs and makes a commitment in front of Beis Din that he will keep the Sheva Mitzvahs. And therefore, by a Ger Toshav, he receives special privileges. For example, it's a mitzvah l'achayosoi. It's a mitzvah to support him if he needs support. He has the status of a resident alien in Eretz Yisrael, and he is allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara is being medayik from the words of the Mishnah, that chutz miger toshav, that the kapara of Golus, the protection of the Ori Miklud, would not apply to a Ger Toshav. And therefore, a Ger Toshav who killed would not go into Golus if he killed Bishogeg. What would happen to him? He would be killed. And if a Yisrael killed a Ger Toshav, the Yisrael would not go into Golus. Says the Gemara, Alma Ger Toshav Avit Kechavimhu. It comes out that a Ger Toshav has the exact same dinim as an Akum, who has no connection with Golus. A Yisrael has connection with Golus, has the protection, the kapor of Golus, and an Akum does not. A Ger Toshav, it would seem, that concerning this halach of Golus, he has a din of an Akum. Ema Seifa, tell me the end of the Mishnah. Ger Toshav Gola al Yedei Ger Toshav. That a Ger Toshav would go into Golus if he killed Bishogeg, a fellow Ger Toshav. So from that halach, it would seem that he does have a connection with Golus. He is like a Yisrael. So what is the correct way that we view a Ger Toshav? Does he have a din of a Nakum? Does he have a din of a Yisrael? Rav Kana, loy kasha. Rav Kana says that's not a stira. Kan beger Toshav, shahar Ger Toshav. You're right. He does not have a din of an Akum, because we see that if a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav, he goes into Golus. Kan, be Ger Toshav, Shahar Yisrael. when the Mishnah said at the beginning, Chutz mi Ger Toshev, that was speaking about where Ger Toshev killed Yisrael. There we say that the Kapora of Golos is not enough for a Ger Toshev. He has killed a Yisrael because of the Chomer, the severity of the act that he has done. He does not merit in that case to have the protection and the Kapora of Golos. But to say that he has a din of an Akum, that's not correct. Because if he kills a fellow Ger Toshev, then he will have the kapor and protection of Golos and the Ori Miklat. Ika de Rami Kroy Adori. There are those who ask that as a stirik, siv. On the one hand, the Pasuk says that the halach of Golos is Lebnei Yisroel, Ula Ger, Ula Toshev, Besoichem, Tiyena, Sheisharim, that the six cities that were Ori Miklat were for Bnei Yisrael, Ger, and Toshav, Uksiv, and yet there's another Pasuk that contradicts this, because the Pasuk states, there in Bamidbar Lamed Hei, V'hoyu lachem ha'arim lemiklot, and we can deduce from this, lachem v'loy legerim, that the Arim Miklot are only for you, for Klal Yisrael, not for Gerim. So how do we reconcile this contradiction? Amrav Kana, loikasha, it's not difficult. Kan beger toshav shor Yisrael. When we say lachem v'lo legerim, there it's speaking about if the ger toshav killed the Yisrael. And then the Ori Miklat do not protect a ger toshav. Kan, where it says that the Ori Miklat will be not only for Bnei Yisrael, they'll also be for the ger and the latoshav. It's speaking about beger toshav shor ger toshav. If a ger toshav killed b'shogeg, a fellow ger toshav, then he does receive golos. Ask the Gemara, I'll ask you a stira, I'll ask you a question. Lefikach, therefore, ger v'ovet kechavim shahargu ne'rogin. If a ger toshav, or a goy, killed someone else, bishogeg, they are killed. And Rashi explains that this is based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Zayin, and we will understand what the word lefikach means. Rashi's opinion is that by Goyim we say azarasun zui misasun, that the mere warning in the Torah concerning the averas that a goy is not allowed to do, if a goy was over those averas, the shev mitzvah bnei noach, they're killed. Rashi's shita is that for all of the shev mitzvah bnei noach, a goy is killed even if he did it bishogeg, and that's what the Mishnah over here is saying. Lefikach, therefore, because there is a halacha that azarasan zuhi misasan, so v'reminu, I'll ask you from this braisa, which says lefikach, as Rashi is learning, since even b'shoigeg a goy is held accountable for the shev mitzvah nei noyach, therefore if a ger toshev or a ger killed b'shoigeg, therefore they are killed. The Rambam and the Ramban disagree with Rashi. And their shita is that no one can be chayv b'shoigeg, not a Yisrael, not a goy. What does it mean as a rasan zui misasan, that they don't need to have a hasra, like a Jew needs to be warned before he does something? A goy doesn't need it. It means that he doesn't have to have a clear and distinct warning that what he's doing is wrong. But in order for him to get the death penalty for the Shev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, it has to be obvious that he's doing it b'mezid, that he's not doing it b'shoigeg. If he's doing it b'mezid, premeditated, not by accident, so then even though he wasn't openly warned, we would say azarasin zui misasin. The only exception, says the Rambam and the Ramban, is by murder. Because when he murders someone b'shoigeg, we can learn that from a Yisrael. By Yisrael, he has the kapora, the protection, and the forgiveness of Golos, the protection of the Ori Miklat. But that's only if the Goyel Adam doesn't kill him before he gets to the Ori Miklat. What happens if he's in the Ori Miklat and he walks out of the Ori Miklat? He loses the protection of the Ori Miklat. So we see from a Yisrael who killed someone b'shoigeg that he has really a chi of misa on him. Except that if he's within the confines of the Ori Miklat, then the Ori Miklat will protect him. If he does not have the protection of the Ori Miklat, then if the Goyel Adam kills him, the Goel Adam had every right to kill him, because be'etzem there is a chi of misa on the act that you did. You killed someone. You were negligent, even though you did it by accident, but you were negligent. So from the fact that a Yisrael would be killed by the Goel Adam, if he's outside of the Ori Mikla, that shows us that there's really a chi of misa. So when I don't afford the Ger Tosha of the same protection as the Yisrael, I don't give him the Ori Mikla if he killed a Yisrael. I'll only give him the Ori Mikla if he killed a fellow Ger Toshav. If he killed a Yisrael, that's the only case, says the Rambam and the Ramban, where even Bishogeg, he does have a chi of misa, because even a Jew really has a chi of misa. But by the other of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, the Rambam and the Ramban Shita is that Bishogeg, he cannot be killed, and on this Rashi disagrees. Rashi holds, Azaros and Zumisosim means that even Bishogeg, a goy is chai for all of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach. So whether you learn like Rashi or whether you learn like the Rambam and the Ramban, the lefikach pertaining to killing someone remains the same, that since a goy concerning murder is chai of misa if he killed Bishogeg, therefore a ger toshav or a goy who killed even Bishogeg, they are killed, they do not go into galus. So now the Gemara deduces from this brisa, katani ger dumya David kachavim. It seems we're making a comparison between a ger and oivet kachavim. Ma oivet kachavim loishna dekotel bar minei. It doesn't make a difference by a goy whether he killed someone like him, which means a fellow goy. Veloishna doesn't make a difference dekotel lav bar minei. He killed a Yisrael. Nerag, he's killed for killing a Jew or a fellow goy, if he did it bishogeg, so af ger, so to a ger toshav, loishno will make no difference. The kotel bar minei, he killed a fellow ger toshav, like himself. The loishno doesn't make a difference. Kotel delav bar minei, he kills a Yisrael that's not like him, he will be nerag. So how could you say before that there's a distinction between a ger toshav who killed a ger toshav, that he does have golus? And if a ger toshav killed Yisrael, he does not have galus. You were trying to say there are three levels. There's a level of a goy who never goes into galus. There's a level of a Jew who always goes into galus if he killed Bishogeg. And then there's a level of a ger toshav who sometimes goes into galus and sometimes doesn't. If he killed a fellow ger toshav, he goes into galus. If he killed a Yisrael, he will not go into galus. But from the comparison of that brisa between a goy and a ger toshav, it would seem that it doesn't matter who a ger toshav kills, he never goes into galus like a goy. Amar Rav Chisda, loikasha, this is not difficult. Even when a ger toshav kills a ger toshav, where really he should receive galus, but there's a case where he would not receive galus. Kan shahar gederach yirida, if he killed the fellow ger toshav in a downward motion, then he will go into galus. But kan shahar gederach aliyah, if he killed him bishogeg with an upper motion, then he will not go into galus and he will be killed. And the logic is, derech yirida, if he does it with a downward motion, the Yisrael goli, that by a Jew who does this, we learned in the Mishnah and Daf Zion, that a Yisrael would go in this case into galus. So iu nami, a ger toshav, also sagale begalus. It's enough for him that he gets galus. He doesn't have to be killed for that act. But derech ali, if he does it with an upper motion, where we learned in the Mishnah Daf Zayin, the Yisrael, Potter, Yisrael, in that case, is Potter. He does not go into galus. So the Ger Toshav has no precedent by Yisrael of going into galus in this case. So in the case of a Ger Toshav, who nerag, he has no protection of galus because the Yisrael doesn't have it. Yisrael actually is Potter. There's no din galus because he doesn't need the protection of galus. He's potter. So in the case of a ger toshav, I'll say, since I don't have a precedent by Yisrael of galus, he will be killed. So now it comes out that we remain with our distinction that if a ger toshav killed a Yisrael, he is nerag. If a ger toshav killed another ger toshav, he goes into galus. But when is that? Only if he did a derech yirida. But if he did a derech aliyah, then even if he killed a fellow ger toshav, he would be nerag. Amar lei, the Bachus Goris Rabba, the Lav Kal V'Chaymeru. What you're saying is illogical. Isn't it a kal v'chomer? Uma derech yirida. In the case of a downward motion, the Yisrael goli, where Yisrael gets golos, iunami sagali b'golos. So you say for a ger toshav, he also will get golos, derech aliyah, an upper motion. The Yisrael potter, a Yisrael, nothing happens to him. He's potter. He doesn't even need golos. So iunerag, in that lenient case of an upper motion where Yisrael is totally potter, there you're going to tell me in the case of a ger toshav, he doesn't get golos, and in fact he has to get killed for that act? That's illogical. El Omer Rabba, again the Bachas Goris, but Omer Mutter. I'll make a different distinction. A Ger Toshev that killed the Yisrael is Chayiv Misa. A Ger Toshev, even Beshogeg. A Ger Toshev who killed a fellow Ger Toshev receives Golos. You deduce that a Ger Toshev who kills a Ger Toshev has a din like a Goy. He's compared to a Goy in the Brisa. And he would be killed for killing a ger toshav. That's in a specific case. Which case? Boimer Mutter, where he thought that you're allowed to kill. And we're going to see in the Gemara that Rabbah's Shita is that Oimer Mutter is Korav Lemezid. And that's why, in that case, he will not have the protection of Golas and he will be killed. Amale Abayas Abayas disagrees with Rabbah. Oimer Mutter Anasu. Oimer Mutter, someone who thought what he was doing was permissible, that's considered a total accident if he killed someone. That's not a shoygeg. There's no negligence in that. That's considered an honest. And I would say he's totally potter. You're telling me he's chayv mis in that case because there's no din of golas. I say it's honest. Amar lei. So Rabbah responds, Shani Oimer, I disagree with you. I hold Oimer Mutter karv lemezenu. What do you mean you thought that it's permitted to kill? You have an obligation to learn and find out that you're not allowed to kill. That's Korav Lemezid, and therefore you don't have the protection of Golas. It's not enough, and that's why in that case, even a Gertoshev who killed another Gertoshev Bishoge, in a case of Omer Mutter, that's Korav Lemezid, and that's the case where we say that the Gertoshev would be killed even though he's killing a fellow Gertoshev. The Azdulatamai, Rav Chizdu did not give the answer previously about Oimer Mutter. He gave the answer, a distinction between Derech Yerida and Derech Aliyah. So he held apparently that Oimer Mutter is an Oinus. And Rava, who holds that Oimer Mutter is Korv Lemezit, and that's the case where a Ger Toshev would be Chayv Misa for killing another Ger Toshev, they go Lishitasam, the Itmar we learned in a Brisa, Sover, if a person thought, behema, that what he was shooting at or throwing a spear at, what he was trying to kill, was an animal, v'nimtzadim, it turns out that it was a person. Or he thought he's killing a Knani. V'nimtzad ger toishav, and it comes out he's killing a ger toishav, Rav Amr Chayv. Rav says he's Chayv Misa, because Oimer Mutter, Karv Lemezidhu. Oimer Mutter is like Mezid. As Rashi explains, he should have learnt. And this here, it's not a case of learning, but this is comparable to having to learn. You should, before you shoot something where you might kill that which you're shooting at, find out exactly what you're shooting at. Is it an animal or is it a person? So therefore, that's considered a very great negligence, and it's Karv Lemezid. It's almost like premeditated murder. Rav Chizda, Oimer Potter, Rav Chizda says you're Potter in that case, because Oimer Mutter, Anasu, Oimer Mutter is considered an Oinus, so they go Lishitasa. Now, Esvei Rav, Rav Chizda. Rav asked the question to Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda holds Oimer Mutter is Anus, asked Rav a question, Rav Chizda, from the story of Avram, Sarah, and Avimelech. Hashem came to Avimelech and said, Hin Chameis, you're going to die. Olo Isha Shalakachta, when you asked Avram, what is this woman to you? Is she your wife? Is she your sister? And Avram responded, she's my sister. And you took her. So I'm telling you, says Hashem, you're going to die because of the woman which you took. My love, the Gemara thought that this means, Bidei Adam, that a Bezdin of Bnei Noach will sentence you to death. And this, Lechor, the Gemara is saying, is a case of Oimer Mutter. Avimelech could justify his action by saying, well, Avram told me that I'm doing nothing wrong. It's his sister. So l'chayru, we see from here that Hashem held Avimelech accountable and he's going to die. So we see Oymer Mutter is Karv L'Mesid. And it's not an oinus. The more answers, Loi Bidei Shemayim. Hashem didn't mean to say that Bezdin will kill you. Bezdin would not kill you. But Hashem, who knows what's going into your through your heart, which Bezdin does not know, so Hashem would be able to sentence you. Dekanam, I'll bring your proof. Dechsiv, Hashem said in the Pasuk, Mechato Li, from sinning to me, Hashem. So it was only Bidei Shemayim. But Bidei Adam, we could say, Rav Chisda will answer that Oymer Mutter in Bezdin would be an oinus and there would be no death by Bezdin. Ulatameich asked the Gemara back, how do you understand this pasuk by Yosef? V'chatosi le'loi kim, if I am going to sin with you, Ashes Potiphar, I'm going to sin to Hashem. We can deduce le'loi kim, we can ask the following question. Le'loi kim v'loi l'adam? What do you mean? Yosef would only sin to Hashem? Everybody knew that she is Hashem's, that she is Ashes Potiphar. And any court in Egypt would have sentenced Yosef to a punishment, prison, perhaps death, if he would have relations with her. So what is Yosef saying? V'chotasi le'loikim? Le'loikim v'loiladam? Ella. How do you have to learn that pasuk by Yosef? Dinoi mashalotim. Even though it's a chet to Hashem, but the punishment is given over to the hands of man. So hachanam, even though Hashem said mechatoi li, Hashem didn't mean it's only a punishment by Hashem. Dinoi maser l'adam. Even though Hashem used the lashon mechatoi li, it could still be that the din is given over to a bezdin of humans. And therefore, Rava is saying to Rav Chisda, you have no proof from the words Chatoli that it was only Bidei Shemayim. It could be that, in fact, it would bring out a punishment of Bidei Adam because Oymer Mutter is considered not an Oynis. It's considered Karv L'Mesid. Eisvei Abaye L'Rava. Now Abaye asks a question to Rava. Rav is of the opinion that Oymer Mutter is Korv L'Mezid. We see that Avimelech said to Hashem, Hagoy Gam Tzadik Taharoig, are you going to kill a Tzadik also? I'm a Tzadik in this din because I thought it was Mutter. And it would seem Hashem agreed to what Avimelech said. So you see, Oymer Mutter is considered an oinus, he's a tzaddik. So the Gemara says, no, he's no tzaddik. Hashem kidikom mahadre, the Bach puts in the word lay, ilave. There, look what Hashem answered to Avimelech. V'ata, hoshev eshezish, give back Avram's wife. Ki naviu, he's a navi, as we turn to Daf Tesam and Beis. And we have to understand the pasuk. Ashes Navi, who did Teheru? You only have to return the wife of a Navi, the Lav Navi, like Teheru. You don't have to, you Avimelech, if it would not be a wife, if Sora would not be the wife of a Navi, you wouldn't have to give her back. What's Pshat in the Pasuk? Ella, you have to learn the Pasuk. Kiri Yom Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nechmeni, Dom Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nechmeni, Yom Rabbi Yonison. Hachi Kamerle, this is what Hashem said to Avimelech. Va'ata Hashem es Ashes Ish Mikol Makom. You have to return whoever would be the husband of this married woman, you have to return her to him. But what I'm saying to you is as follows. Udika Amrit, you rationalized and you said, Hagoy gam tzadik ta'arik, I'm a tzadik, because Avram told me that it's his sister. Haloi hu amrli achoisihi, that's what you rationalized? No, on that I'm telling you, Navi hu, he's a Navi. Umimchol lomad, and he figured out from you that his life's in danger. By the way you asked your question, what you asked him. Because if an achsanoya guest, and the Bach takes out the word who, achsanoy shabola ear, he comes to the city, what is legitimate to ask him? Do you have a place to stay? Do you have food and drink? Al iskech ilushti yashalne. So you ask him, do you have something to eat and drink? But klum shalne soy ishtachazu. That's your first question. Is this your wife? Achoyschazu? Is this your sister? So in other words, Avram the Navi figured out that what's Avimelech after his wife? And if he's going to say, this is my wife, Avram's going to get killed. So that's why he lied to protect himself and he said, it's my sister. So Mikan, Hashem was saying to Avimelech that you are not a tzaddik. And you are held accountable. And your Oymer Mutter is not an excuse because you should have figured out and that Avram, when he said a chayischad, it was really that she was his wife. Mikan sheben noyach nerag sharloi lomad v'loi lomad. A ben noyach who was Oymer Mutter and he could have figured it out had he had the proper derech eretz and asked Avram the proper things. And he would have figured out that this is really his wife. Except the only reason he said it's his sister is because he asked him right away, is this your wife or your sister? And Avram knew what he's after. So that Oymer Mutter is not an excuse. And the Goy is killed for such a thing because he should have investigated and he should have found out what the truth was. And ignorance is not bliss. He has to find out the facts. Is this an animal that I'm killing or a person? He has to find out, is murder permitted or not? He has to find out, is it really his sister or not? And if he's Oymer Mutter, he rationalizes, he is Nerag. Continues the Mishnah, Hasuma Einoi Nerag. If a Suma killed someone B'shoigeg, the Lashon of the Mishnah, is Hasuma Einoi Goyla. He does not go into Golos. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir says, no, Hasuma, of Hasuma killed B'shaigeg, he's Gola, he does go into Golas. And we will see in the Gemara the psukim for each of these Mandi Amrim. Continues the Mishnah, Hasone, Einoi Gola, if someone hates another person, and the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, tells us that a sone is considered anyone who does not speak to his friend for 3 days. The halach is, according to the Tanakhama, ain a goyla, that we suspect that although it looks like he did the murder by accident, but since he's a sone of the other person, we're choshed, Rashi explains to us, that perhaps he really did it b'mezid, and he was able to camouflage it that it looked like shaygeg. And therefore, he does not get the kapor of golus, and his fate is left to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, and he has no protection from going to the Orei Miklot. This is the Shita of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yossi disagrees, and he says, Hasone Nerag, that the Sone, if he killed someone in an act that looks B'shoigeg, he is actually killed. Mipnei Shehu Kemuit, because he is considered as if he was already forewarned. The Gemara will go into the Inyan, where was his Hasra, but Rashi tells us he's considered the top Rashi on the Amud, Kemusra Olav, Va'ivra al-Hasra, Devadai Ladas Hargai, says Rashi, that he certainly committed a premeditated murder if he's a Sone, and he does not require Hasra, as we'll see in the Gemara, and therefore he is Nereg for an act of Mezid. According to the Tanakhama, he's only suspected of doing a b'mezid, and therefore it's in the category of a shogeg karav l'mezid. It's a shogeg which is close to mezid, but it's not a definite mezid. However, according to Rabbi Yossi, it's considered a definite premeditated murder b'mezid, and that's why, and he doesn't need a tzara, and that's why he's nerek. Finally, we have a sheet of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon Oimer, Yesh Soin Agoyla, V'yesh Soin Ashein Agoyla. On the one hand, Reb Shimon agrees with the Tanakhama that it's not here a definite mezid, and therefore there's no din hariga. He's only Goyla, he's not Nerag. However, Rav Shimon's of the opinion that even a Sone, sometimes if we are able to determine that it was a real shogeg, he will go into Golos. If we're not able to determine that, then we'll suspect that it was b'mezid, and it's not a vade mezid, and in that case, it will be ein goyla, he will not have the kapor and the protection of Golos. Zehaklal says Reb Shimon, Kol Shehu Yochel Omer L'Das Harag, if one is able to ascertain that it was a real or at least we suspect that it was premeditated. It was not a real accident. If he did it ledas, then ain't a goyle. He does not go into golus. But if shaloi ledas, or if we can ascertain that in fact it was a bona fide shogeg, he did not do it intentionally, then the halacha is harez that goyle. And the Gemara will explain exactly what the case is in each of these determinations. Begins the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, we have learned in the Braisa. Beloy ra'ois, the pasuk says in Bamidbor Perek Lamed Hey pasuk Chav Gimel Oy b'chol Evan Asher Yakeb Beloy ra'ois, that he did not see that he was killing someone with this stone. Prat l'suma, this excludes a suma, as Rashi explains, because Beloy ra'ois would indicate that normally he would have been able to see, except now he was looking at a situation where he did not see that he was killing someone, but he basically was able to see. So a suma who's unable to see in any situation, he is excluded from this pasuk. Divrei Rab Yudah, that's the sheet of Rab Yudah. Rab Meir, Rab Meir disagrees. Rab Meir says, Beloy Rois, the opposite. Lo Rabbi says a suma. This adds that even a suma, it will receive golus for killing Bishayeg. And of course, we have to understand how could Rab Meir be Marba and Rab Yehuda be Mamayit from the same pasuk. So the Gemara now goes on to explain. My time at Rab Yudah. What's the reasoning of Rab Yudah? The pasuk says, Vashay Yavis Reo Beyar. If someone goes in with his friend into a forest, so Asher Yavoi means Afilasuma, even Asuma went into the forest with his friend. Also Beloy Rois Mate. So then we have the Miut of Beloy Rois, which will be Memayat, that Asuma is not included, because he can never see. Rameyer's opinion, who adds a Suma from this pasuk, he darshans like this, Beloy Rois Lamayat. I agree with you, Beloy Rois Lamayat, but we have another Miut. We have the pasuk in Dvarim Perek Yutes pasuk Dalet, which states Asher Yake Esra'eu Bivli Das. So Bivli Das, he had no knowledge; he was not aware that his act was causing someone to get killed. Lamayit, that's also a miyut, because Asuma is never able to be aware of his surroundings and be aware that his action is causing someone's death. Bivli das is mashma, in a normal situation, I would have been able to ascertain that. For some reason or other, I didn't notice that I was causing someone to get killed in this situation. But a suma is never able to ascertain that. So bivli das is another miut, it's mamayit suma. So now it comes out we have two miutim. We have one miut in Bamidbar Lamed Hey pasuk Chav Gimel Beloy Rois. We have another miut in Dvarim Perek Yutes pasuk Dalet Bivli Das. Have a miut acher miut ve'ein miut acher miut el rabbis. We have a rule that if you have one miut after another miut, and here we see from this Gemara L'chayra that it doesn't mean in the same pasuk or even in the same parsha. It could be from one sefer of Chumash to another. Here it's one miut in Bamidbar, the other miut is in Dvarim. And yet we say, ein miut acher miut el rabbis. We're marbe that a suma is included in the parsha. Rabbi Yehuda holds bivli das prat lemischaven hu da'asa. Rabbi Yehuda, we learned the Gemara before in Dav Zayin Amid Beis that if someone wants to kill, but he thinks he's killing an animal, for example, so the pasuk of bivli das, that in the case of bivli das, there's golus, will be memayit. That's only if you didn't have kavanah to kill at all. But if you had kavanah to kill, even though it was only to kill an animal, and you wound up killing a person, that is not nichlal in the parsha of golus, and a mischaven to kill an animal and kill the person would not go into golus, would not receive the kapora of golus. Prat l'mischaven hu dasa. Toisus in the top Toisus, Divrei HaMaaser Rabbi Yehuda says that Rab Meir's of the opinion that I don't need a miut for prat l'mischaven, but rather I know that from the definition of shoygeg. Shoygeg means that I had no kavana to kill whatsoever. If you say I had kavana to kill, but I had kavana to kill an animal and not a person, that's not what we call shogeg. So by the definition of shkoga, of shogeg itself, we know it's memayit mischaven. And therefore I don't need a special meat. So it comes out again that I have two miyutim for sumo. Ein miyach miyut, elo the rabbis. That's why Rav Meir is of the opinion that, in fact, a suma is included in the parsha of Golos. Continues the Gemara to explain the next part of the Mishnah. Rav Yossi Omer Asona Nerek. Rav Yossi is of the opinion that Asona is Nerek because he did it with premeditation. Ask the Gemara of Oloy Asr Bey, you always require Asra. Here there was no Asra. The Gemara answers, Masnis and Rabbi Yosef Rebuti. Armish is going according to Rabbi Yosef Rebuti. The sign that we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yosef Rebuti Aimer, Chavar Einay Tzarech Asra. A Chavar, a learned individual, does not require Asra. Lefish, like Nitna Hasra. The whole purpose of Asra, it was only given, Elahafim, to distinguish between Shogeg Lemezid, between Shogeg and Mezid. As Rashi explains, I didn't know that this is Osir. That's the whole purpose. A chaver can never use the excuse, I didn't know it's Osir. You know, you're a Talmud Chacham, you know the halachas, you know the Isurim, you know the Einshim, and therefore, there's no need to give you Hasra. Now, how does this fit into our Mishnah? Our Mishnah is not necessarily speaking about a chaver. Is the Gemara trying to say, well, by murder, everyone is like a chaver, everyone knows you're not allowed to murder? Lavdafka. From the Ritva, it seems that he's bothered by this question, and he does not give the answer that by murder everyone is like a chaver and knows that you're not supposed to murder. Rather, the Ritva says the following beautiful pshat, that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, by a chaver, you don't have to give him a asra about the isra or the einish, that he knows, but you will still have to give a chaver hasra for the metzias. Do you know that your act will cause a murder of someone? Or do you think you're killing an animal and not a person? So the chaver who knows the Isser and the Einish may still not be aware that he's killing a human being. So you have to tell him, the Adam have to say, warn him, you should know that what you're about to do now, you're going to shoot that arrow, you're going to shoot the gun, that's going to murder a human being. Don't do it. And if he still does it, then he has caused a premeditated murder. By a sone, we have just the reverse. By a sone, we assume in the thinking of Rabbi Yossi of our Mishnah, as the top Rashi says, Divadai Ladas Hargoi. He for sure wanted to kill. We don't say he wanted to kill an animal. He for sure knew that there's a human being there, his enemy, his arch enemy who he wanted to kill. The only question is that you'll still need Asra because maybe he doesn't know that killing is an Avera. He doesn't know the Einish for killing. So a Chaver won't need Asra for the Isser, but he'll need Asra for the Metzias. A Sone, we're assuming that he Vadai did it. He Vadai knows he's killing his enemy, his arch enemy. So the Sone doesn't need it for the Metzias, he needs it for the Isser and the Onish. Says the Ritva, what the Gemara is trying to say here is that our Mishnah is speaking about, you have a Chaver who is a Sone. That's what our Mishnah is speaking about. A Chaver who's a Sone, then you don't need Hasra, according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, for any reason. You don't need it for the Isser or the Onish because he's a Chaver. You don't need it for the actual Metzias, because if he's a Sone, we are assuming that he knew that he's killing his arch enemy, and therefore he is chayv. Mis according to Rabbi Yosef our Mishnah, because he's going like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and by a chaver and a sone, no hasra is necessary whatsoever. Continues the Gemara with the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon Aimer, yesh sone goyla. There's a case where a sone is goyla according to his shita, and there's a case where a sone is not goyla. Tanya, we look in the Brisa, Kate said, I'm Rabbi Shimon. Yesh sone goyla, yesh sone shene goyla. What exactly is the case where Rabbi Shimon said a sone would go into exile, and the other case he said a sone would not go into exile? So it depends. If nifsak, if he has a heavy object, he has a barrel, let us say, or any other heavy object on tied to a string, and the string snaps, and the heavy object falls down on someone's head and kills that person, that is a bona fide accident. and it was a strong string and suddenly it snapped, then it's a vadai accident, and even if it's a solne, he would go into golus. But nishmat, if it slipped out of his hand and it killed the other person, eina goyle, it might look like an accident, but here already we're suspicious, according to Reb Shimon, that maybe he did it on purpose. So it's a shoyge karv lemezid, and he would not receive the kapora or the protection of an ori miklat. He would not receive the kapora of golus. Ask the Gemara, how could this be? I'll bring you a brisa that says the very opposite. Vatanya, we learned in a brisa, Reb Shimon Oymer, lo oylam einoi goyle, ad sheyishmat machzoloi miyode. Rashi says machzoloi is an instrument that is used by the builders. Says Rashi in Divrei Amaschol, machzoloi, shehu kli umnoi shalboinim. This was a trowel that was used by a roofer to put down pitch on the roof for his roof work, and the trowel fell out of his hand and killed someone. That's the only time, says Reb Shimon, when you go into Golis. And it's, as Rashi says, there's no distinction here made between a oyev or a soine. So it's mashma, even a soine would go into Golis. Kasha nifzik an nifzik, kasha nishmat an nishmat. So I have a double steer. The first, you tell me that the pshat in Reb Shimon is that a sone goes into golus only by nifzik and not by nishmat. And then I brought you a brisa that said the very opposite, that the sone will go into golus by nishmat, and he will not go into golus by nifzik. Only by nishmat will he go into golus. So I have a double contradiction here. And now we will be goris the way the Bach is goris in Os Beis, and the way Rashi is goris in the name of the Gaonim. Not the way we have it in our Gemara, nifsek a nifsek, but rather, nishmat a nishmat loikasha. First, I'm going to answer your problem with nishmat, the contradiction. The brisa that says that nishmat is gola, an accident, it slipped out of his hand, that's by an oyev. If it's his friend, then we can say that the nishmat was a real accident. But if it's a sone, there we will say that it's einoi goyle. Because it looked like an accident, but since he's a sone, an arch enemy, we say that he probably faked off a murder through what looked like an accident, but we're choshed that it really wasn't an accident, therefore einoi goyle. So that answers the problem with nishmat. And now we'll be goris again like the Bach and like Rashi b'shem ha-goinim, not nishmat on nishmat, the way we have it in our Gemara, but nifsak on nifsak like kasha. The kasha of nifsak on nifsak is not a kasha. First you told me that nifsak is goyla. Then you told me only nishmat and not nifsak. That's also not a kasha. Why? Harebi v'arabonin. We have learned a machloikis between, as Rashi explains here, we've learned a machloikis between Rebbe and the Rabbonon. And this will be a machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan in Reb Shimon. The machlokes of Rebbe and the Rabbanan is, when do we say the din of Golus concerning a person who is chopping wood? Do we say it by Nishmat HaBarzel Mikitoi, where the iron of the axe fell out of the handle and he's left with the handle? According to the Rabbanan, that's the classic case of Golus. According to Rebbe, if he's holding something, if he's holding a part of the item, that's not a case of golus. What is the case of golus according to Rebbe? If the axe hit a chip, a large chip of the tree, and that fell off the tree and went onto the other person and killed him, that is a case of shaygig. So Rashi says that when a rope snaps, nifsak, that is similar to nishmat habarzel mikito. You're left holding something in your hand. So according to Rabbanan, that's a classic case of golus. According to Rebbe, you would not go into golus in that situation. So therefore, it's very good. First, we said nifsa goyla. That's going according to Rabbanan. Then we said only nishmat is goyla. So we said first, nishmat is speaking about an oyev. What about nifsak? Nifsak in the brisa that said nishmat is goyla, nifsak is not goyla. Because that's going according to Rebbe, who holds that nifsak is never goyla. Points out Rashi, that l'chayra, according to Rebbe, there will never be a case where Reb Shimon says that a soine goes into golus. because of its nishmat, we assume that he did it, or rechayshet, that he did it b'meisit. If it's nifsak, Rebbe holds that nifsak is not goyle. He's holding something in his hand. That's like holding the handle of the axe. So Einachanami, Rashi says, that's what will come out. Tosis, in the second Tosis, nishmat and nishmat loikasha brings Rashi, and disagrees with Rashi, because he says it'll come out that, according to Rebbe, there'll never be a case where a Sinai will go into Golis. And Tosis says you can't say such a Svara, because it would come out that Rebbe will not hold like his own Rebbe, which was Reb Shimon. And the Marshon, the Maram say they're bothered by what Tosis says, because it's even stronger than that. According to Rebbe, how will he understand? We have a bigger problem with Rebbe holding like Reb Shimon. We have a problem in Reb Shimon himself. If you go like Rebbe, you can't understand Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon said sometimes a Sona will go into Gaul, sometimes a Sona won't go into Gaul. So Tosis answers that, I disagree with Rashi. I disagree with the Goyim. There is a possibility, even according to Rebbe, that he could hold like his Rebbe, Reb Shimon, and there will be a difference between a Sone going into Gauss or not going to Gauss. When will that be? If the Sone falls off the roof and falls down on his arch enemy and kills him. Because there we won't say that where he's endangering his own life, we're not going to say, apparently we don't say the story of Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim, we're not going to say that he wants to kill himself and the Sone. Most people, he would want to kill his Sone, but not himself. And therefore, we assume that that was a real bona fide accident. So that would be a case, according to Reb Shimon, where the Sone, even according to Rebbe, would go into Golis. So he fell off the roof and killed his friend. But anything to do with the rope, either Nishmat or Nifslik, according to Rebbe, according to Reb Shimon, he would not go into Golis. A Sone would not go into Golis. Continues the next Mishnah, Laheichon Goylin, where do you go into Golus? The answer to the Mishnah says, Lori Miklat, you go into the Lori Miklat. L'shlolo yishav Everyarn, the three that were in Everyarn, L'shlolo yishav Eretz Kanan, the three that were in Eretz Kanan. Shenemar, Hashol Shorim Titnu Me'Everyarn, Hashol Shorim Titnu Me'Eretz Kanan. Hashem said that you should give three cities in Everyarn and three cities in Eretz Kanan. That's besides the 42 cities of the Levim. They were also Ori Miklat. There's a total of 48 cities. The only difference is, there are actually two differences, that the Ori Levim were protecting a murderer, B'shoigeg, even Shalomidas. Even if he walked into the city without knowing that it's a city of the Levim, without knowing that it's an Ori Miklat, it would still protect him. By the six designated Ori Miklat, it would protect him without Das. However, by the Ori Levim, it would only protect him if he was knowledgeable that it's an Ir Levim and that it offers him protection, then it would. If he did it Shalaymi Das, it would not offer him protection. Another nafkamina is that the six Ori Miklat that are not cities of the Levim, there's no rent that needs to be paid by the Horeg, Bishogeg, whereas the Ori Levim, the person must pay rent to the Levim. Continues the Mishnah, Ad Shaloi Nefru Shalosh Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi explains, in the 14 years of Kibush V'chiluk, that Klal Yisrael was fighting for Eretz Yisrael and dividing it up amongst themselves, and it was only after those 14 years that Yeshua designated the three cities in Eretz Knat. So Ad Shaloi Nefru Shalosh Eretz Yisrael, Loi Hoyah Shalosh Eretz Yarden Kultus, when Moshe set aside the three in Everyarn before his death, they did not go into effect until the three in Eretz Yisrael went into effect. Shenamar, Sheish Ori Miklat Tiyana, there should be a total of six, and we learn out, Achiyu Shushdan Kultus Kasa, until all six would be cut at one time. Moshe's three cities in Everyarn could not protect until Yeshua's went into effect 14 years after Kibush V'chiluk, when they entered into Eretz Kenan. Now the Gemara on the Yud Amud Alf, in the next Amud, brings the pasuk in the Torah where the pasuk says, "Oz Yavdil Moshe." And Rashi, already in Chumash, as the Sifsei Chum explains there, is bothered by the Osid. Moshe would be Mavdil, the three cities in Eivar Yarden. It should have said, Oz Hivdil Moshe, Oz Bodal Moshe, why Yavdil? And Rashi, in Chumash, tells us, Nasan Leiv, Liyos Chored Ledor Vashi Bodlam, that he made sure, Moshe Rabbeinu made a conscious determination that he's going to separate. He was thinking, should I separate or not? And he said, yes, I will separate. That's why it says in Belashon Osid, Oz Yavdil Moshe. Va'afop, he says, Rashi Sheina Koltes, Achi Bodl, Oysen Shberetz Kanan, Amar Moshe, Mitzvah Shevshel Kaima Akayem No. So Moshe could reason to himself, well, these aren't going to work, as we just learned in the Gemara Mishnah here. These three are not going to work until Yeshua separates it after he gets into Eretz Canaan. So maybe I shouldn't bother, because they're not, the full mitzvah I'm not going to be able to get. Moshe said, no, I'm going to do it. He was determined that he's going to do even a piece of a mitzvah. Moshe was a billionaire in mitzvahs, still wanted to chaperine even a little piece of a mitzvah. That's what the Gemara further says in Daf Yud Amud Aleph, approximately 15 lines from the bottom of the Amud. Oyev kesev la yizba kesev. This goes on Moshe Rabbeinu. Zeh Moshe Rabbeinu sheyedeya she'ein shalosh orim she'be'eva yarn koltus atchalei nifkru shalosh v'eretz kanan v'omar mitzvah shebol yodei akaymana. He says, it doesn't matter, even though I'm a billionaire in mitzvahs, even though this is only a piece of a mitzvah, not a full mitzvah, but I'm a love oyev kesev layizba kesev hu adin oyev mitzvahs layizba mitzvahs. He's never satisfied with mitzvahs, and therefore I'm going to chaperine this piece of a mitzvah, even though it's not the full mitzvah. And the Chofetz Chaim ala Torah brings down that's why right after it speaks about the cities which were designated by Moshe Rabbeinu in Eretz Canaan, the next pasuk says, V'zois ha-Torah asher sam Moshe l'fnei b'nei Yisrael, says the Chofetz Chaim ala Torah, this is the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Klal Yisrael, that even if you did many mitzvahs in your lifetime, and even though this is only a piece of a mitzvah, chaperine, if you have an opportunity in your life even to do a piece of a mitzvah, it's not going to be the full mitzvah. But don't say, I'm satisfied, I did enough today. No, do more and more. Never be satisfied even with a piece of a mitzvah. That's the Torah that Moshe commanded B'nai Yisrael. I have written in my Sefer, Oira Oiris, that's what we say in a pizmon on Simchas Torah, Nagil V'nismach, Bezois HaTorah, which is a very peculiar lashon. We should say, Nagel V'nismach BaTorah. What's Bezois HaTorah? So perhaps that's the pshat. That Simchas Torah, when it's as the Pachad Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak Hutner Zatzal explains, is the culmination of the two cycles in the Moyadim. We have the Pesach Shavuah Sukkos, and the end of Sukkos is Simchas Torah. Then we have the Yom Neroim, the second cycle, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, and again Sukkos and Simchas Torah is the end of that cycle as well. And so, during the whole month of Tishrei, we're full of mitzvahs. And then we come to Sukkos with all the Arba Minim and the Sukkah and the Hishanis and all the mitzvahs that we have during Sukkos. At the end of these cycles, we're so saturated with mitzvahs. Should we say, oh, we've had enough? No. Nagel v'nismach b'zois ha-Torah. In that zois ha-Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, zois ha-Torah shesom Moshe l'fnei b'nei Yisrael, to never be satisfied. Oyev mitzvahs, lo yizba mitzvahs, that's what we're happy about on Simchas Torah, that we will never be satisfied with doing mitzvahs, and we'll push ourselves even to do a little piece of a mitzvah. Continues the Mishnah. Bitchila umechuvana islan drachim mizulazu. Everywhere you went in Eretz Yisrael, every road was mechuvan how to get to the Ori Miklat. And it says, the Gemara tells us later, that there, at every road there was a sign, Miklat, arrow pointing exactly where you could go, that the Horeg B'Shogeg would never falter. He wouldn't have to ask anybody how to get to the nearest Ir Miklat, because he'd have an arrow, a sign pointing in that direction. How do I know it? Shenamar, Tachin Lachadech, prepare yourself to Derech. V'Shilashta, and you should divide it up, as the Gemara is going to explain, that these six cities were set up like two rows in a vineyard, and the city in Aver HaYarden was Mechuvin Keneged, the city in Eretz Canaan, and it was divided in three cities, which Rashi explains to mean actually four sections. From the north to the first city was the same distance as from the first city to the second city. And from the first to the second was the same as from the second to the third. And from the second to the third was the same as from the third to the south, to a border of Eretz Yisrael. So by putting these six cities in two rows of three and having them equidistant, one from the other, from the two borders of Eretz Yisrael, it came out that the land of Eretz Yisrael is divided in four sections in Eretz Canaan and four sections in Aver HaYarden. Wherever you were equidistant to the nearest Ir Miklat. That's what it means with Vishilashta. Now, to go to the Ir Miklat, you had a sign how to go. To go to Yerushalayim Oyla Regel, there was no such sign. And the question one can ask is, it should be just the opposite. A person who killed Bishoygeg, it's an Aveira. It's Bishoygeg, but he wasn't careful. And there we help him. We help the perpetrator of a crime. Whereas the person going to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim, to be Oyla Regel, to do a mitzvah, there we don't help him. This question was once brought up by Rab Aaron Kotler Zecher Tzadik Livracha when he was asked. I believe he once came to the city of Baltimore, and for weeks on end he was going door to door to raise money for his yeshiva, Beis Medrash Gavoa in Lakewood, New Jersey. And someone once asked him, Rebbe, the other night a secular Jewish organization, who according to you is promoting untruths about the Jewish people, they made a fancy dinner in a hotel, and in one night they raised a tremendous amount of money. And you're going around for weeks on end, door to door, to raise for what you say is the truth for Torah. How do you explain that? Rabbi Aaron said, I'll answer you with the question that we raised before. Why was it that to the Ir Miklat there were signs and to Yerushalayim there were no signs? It should be just the opposite. And Rabbi Aaron answered, because to the Ir Miklat, which was an Aveira, and it's a Chil Hashem, so we wanted to help the perpetrator of the Aveira, that he shouldn't have to ask anybody, and the Chil Hashem shouldn't become mefursam. He should have a straight Mechuvin Dikaderech, straight to the Ir Miklat, the nearest one. People shouldn't find out about it. However, a person going to Yerushalayim, he's being Mekadesh Hashem. So we want to make it difficult for him so that he'll go from place to place. How do I get to Yerushalayim? Oh, you're going to Yerushalayim. Why are you going to Yerushalayim? I'm going because it's a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Oh, yeah, I should go too. There's a Kiddush Hashem. By this method, the Kiddush Shem Shemayim of people being Oyel L'Regel was strengthened throughout Eretz Yisrael. Says Rabbi Aaron, that's the same here. That secular Jewish organization, Hashem wants them to come in and out in one night. And hopefully their roishem, their effect, will be very a meek effect. However, I'm going for the truth, for Torah. Hashem wants me to go from door to door. It should be known, Rabbi Aaron Kotler is collecting for the Holy Yeshiva of Lakewood, for Torah HaKadosha, and just the opposite, through that will come out a tremendous Kiddush Hashem. So answered Hagoyin, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, Zecher Tzadik, Livracha. Continues the Gemara, the Mishnah, Umayshon and Shnei Tamid Chum. We give the murderer Bishoygeg two Tamid Chum to go with him on the way. Shema Yargeta Badech, because perhaps the Goel Adam will reach him on the way and will kill him. The Yidabru Elov, and they should speak to him, as Rashi says, and they should say to him, Al Tinig Boy Minig Shaifche Domim, Bishkoga Ba Masal Yadoi. Don't kill him. Don't be a murderer of him because it happened to him by Bishayi. And hopefully the Goel Adam will not take revenge. Rab Meir Oimer, we have a Girsir Af, and there's two ways to learn what Rab Meir says. Let's learn it with the Af. Rab Meir Oimer Af hu medabra yideatzmai. He also defends himself. In other words, the Talmid HaChachamim tried to talk the Goel Adam out of killing the murderer, and he himself
Shenamar v'zed v'aretzech. If you're not goris af, then it comes out. Rameir is arguing on the Tanakam and holds that the Shnei Tamarachom did not speak at all. It was only who medabra yidei atzmi shenamar v'zed v'aretzech. They did not speak, only he spoke. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Bitchel, as Rashi explains, what was the beginning of all murder process? The beginning was Echad Shoygiv, Echad Mezid, Magdimin L'Ari Miklat. They ran quickly to the Ari Miklat. And then Bezdin took them from the Ari Miklat and determined what their fate would be. Ubezdin Shach Mavian Isa Misham. Mishan is Chayv Misa Bezdin Hargu. If they found that he was Chayv Misa, they were Aiden with Asra, then they killed him. Shalain is Chayv Misa Patru. Let's say he was an Oinus. There was no grounds to have him executed. Then he was Potter. He went home. Mishan is chayv golus, but someone who killed Bishaygeg, that's based on the determination of Bezdin, machzir noisel mekarmi, they would return him to the Or Miklat where they had taken him from. Shenemar veishivoy soyedeli miklotoi, that they should return him to the Ir Miklat where he had been taken originally, and from there he had been taken to Bezdin. Now that they found out indeed he's chayv golus, he's returned to that Ir Miklat.